40 years later, the nation is in a sour mood. A new poll by CBS News and the New York Times finds that more than 80% of Americans think the nation is on the wrong track. That's up from about 70% a year ago. And a big reason, the economy. Today, new employment numbers show that more people are out of work for the third month in a row at 5.1%. The unemployment rate is actually the highest it's been since just after Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. Joining me now to talk about who is most affected is Michael Mandel. He's chief economist for Businessweek magazine. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Now, recession. Ben Bernanke addressed it on Wednesday, said it's a possibility this year. There has been some disagreement over whether we are actually in one now. What do you think?
At this point, there's no disagreement at all. When people see these numbers, it will be consensus that we're in a recession. My view is that the recession probably started in November, which is when private sector jobs started dropping. And it's likely to proceed for a while.
Okay, and who is most affected by this?
At least so far, this has been a recession which has primarily hit the less educated. Because remember, what's happened is that the biggest job losses have happened in retail, trade, in construction, in temporary workers, in manufacturing. These are all sectors of the economy which are primarily biased towards less educated workers. On the other hand, we're still generating new jobs in education, healthcare services, which tend to skew upwards. So actually, if we look at the unemployment numbers, we see that if you've got a college degree, that the unemployment rate is actually less than it was a few months ago.
Right. And can this all be traced to the housing crisis?
It's a combination of the housing crisis, which is obviously what's happening to construction. I also think that we're coming to the end of a 25-year consumer spending bubble, so that people are going to be pulling back on their spending, and that's going to hit retail trade hard. Manufacturing still has not shaken off the long-term offshoring stuff. We're also see job cuts in financial services going forward, which is going to make things even worse, and in real estate.
So it might then start affecting the better educated workers.
Yeah, though I think at this point that this is going to turn out to be a recession at the bottom end more than it is one at the top end. Mm-hmm. We're looking at who can compete better in the global economy, and I think that it's the better educated workers are going to be able to sort of survive this bust better. They weren't out building homes.
Another thing in this report is that wages are down from a year ago in real terms. So even people who do have jobs, who are working, their paycheck is not going as far as it used to. And, you know, you've got, of course, rising prices at the gas station and at the grocery store. So
that's right. This is the thing which is really the most disturbing, is this has actually been a long-term trend over the last few years of sort of declining real wages for a lot of people. If you didn't have an advanced degree, you've actually seen probably your real income either fall or maybe not even rise very much. So part of what's been the squeeze on Americans is not just the housing crisis, but the fact that their incomes have been contracting as well. When people sort of say that the economy is heading on the wrong track, they mean this combination of all these things. They mean the combination of the housing crisis plus the fact that they're struggling to make ends meet.
Michael Mandel is chief economist for Businessweek magazine. Michael, thank you.
Very glad to be here.